You've seen her on Nickelodeon's I Am Frankie, and now Nicole Elise Nelson joins us in the studio.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah! I like how we turn to each other. We're like, yeah, head nod. There we go. Duh. So obviously, guys, this is from the ending scene of The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Great movie. I'm so glad you chose this song.
Oh, thank
you. This is a fantastic choice, but welcome everyone to Mini Spotlight. I am your host, Amy Cassandra Martinez, because I also go by all three of my names. We have so much in common.
Yes.
Yes.
Clap for that.
Oh, clap for that for sure. And I am joined by Nicole Elise Nelson. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. That's one of the many things we do have in common. We will touch on the rest later.
I can't wait. You won't tell me.
I won't tell you until we get there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But of course, we're going to start by talking about I Am Frankie.
Let's do
it. So, okay. What is it like to work on a Nickelodeon show? It's what I want to start off with.
Surreal. Because I was a Nickelodeon kid, like, growing up. Nickelodeon was just my favorite network. I loved Zoe 101, Drake and
yes!
Josh. Like, the classic, oh my goodness, I would spend so much time just, like, watching TV. And so to finally be, like, to see an ad or even, like, watch, like, SpongeBob and then see, like, my face randomly pop up on the screen. I'm like, this is weird because I remember watching this before I had any association, like, as a professional actor. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty surreal.
So what is something about being on I Am Frankie that you were like, wow, I wasn't expecting this?
The whole thing, I really didn't know. I wasn't expecting any of it. Like, being in I Am Frankie, being Dayton Reyes, it was the biggest job that I have gotten, like, this far in terms of, like, really diving into a character. So there was so much that I was learning about, like, how to shoot for over 3 months and what to do when they hand you 700 pages of content. And then you're like,
my gosh.
Well, it's a little overwhelming at first.
Yeah.
So I didn't really go in with any expectations. I was just super grateful and happy, and I was like, whatever the day throws at me, I'm ready. I will mm-hmm. figure it out. And so the whole thing, every single thing about learning what it means to be a working actor, how to prep, how to, you know, approach this scene versus this scene, mm-hmm. it was all just trial and error.
That's crazy. And so, like, you guys just wrapped up season 2. Mm-hmm. Well, at least us, you know, because you guys wrapped a while ago, because that's how TV works.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you working on right now that you can tell us about?
I can't say anything
right now. Ooh, so that means it's really juicy.
I hope. There are several things in the talks, and it's way too early to...
This is so exciting.
To announce,
this is fantastic, though. So there is a lot of stuff in the works. So people obviously have to follow you on social media to see everything with that.
I would agree.
Yeah, I agree. So next we are going to touch on the fact that you are also a Texan.
Oh, my gosh. You're from Texas.
Yes, San Antonio.
Oh, my goodness. I love San Antonio. It mm-hmm. was my family's favorite place to go.
Yeah.
Also, I'm from Houston, mm-hmm. like Galveston area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those places you can drive to. And my family's like, they have fantastic margaritas. We love going there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a family favorite.
Yeah. Okay, because I always like to get a perspective of, you know, Houston and Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Houston's a really large city. Galveston's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like for you to come from, like, a smaller kind of town? Like Texas, you know, we live our life there. It's like, yeah, you know, we don't ride around in horses, first of all.
We don't.
No.
We don't.
I saw my first, like, cowboy here. Like, a person, like, riding a horse on the street here in California.
That's
which
true.
Which is interesting. But what is it like for you to come from, like, a smaller town to be here and to kind of, like, you know, L.A. is slightly different than Houston.
You could say that.
Yeah.
Slightly. Yeah, it's very different. And when I first got here, I feel like every single day I was learning new things about, like, I don't know. I just saw so many things that I hadn't seen before. Like, so many different cultures and religions and so many mm-hmm. things I was exposed to for the first time because, you know, Texas is a little bubble and LA yeah. is definitely a bubble. Like, everybody here is an entertainment. It's so different.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking. It's completely shocking.
How do you think being a Texan really shaped who you are as an actor, if it has in any way?
I think it definitely has. I think that I'm super grateful that, although I love LA, I'm very glad that I'm not from here because it's so nice to have a home away from home now and, uh-huh. and be able to unplug and go back to see your family and your friends. And I truly don't know what I would do if everybody was already in LA because it's like sometimes you've just got to get out.
You got to breathe a little.
You do. Yeah. And so I'm glad that I was also raised with just like a small town mentality mm-hmm. and it plays a lot more into, I think, my choices and like being able to portray different kinds of characters. I don't know. There's just a lot more things that like I've done in Texas. Like I was raised around NASA. Like things were just so yeah. different than I don't know. I just feel like I can play things differently than those who are raised in a big city.
Yeah, and I think that's something that sometimes people from smaller cities get a little bit frightened of. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, moving to a big city. But I feel like knowing that, you know, people like you that are coming from a small city like Galveston or like even, you know, Houston and compare whatever. Anyway, you guys get the idea. But also I want to know, because we are both shorties, mm-hmm. 4'11".
Yes.
And I think a lot of what the industry, you know, is like, you know, gives off that intimidating vibe is because sometimes we are the shortest people in the room. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give, you know, people starting out in the business or even like children, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, touching on the short thing, mm-hmm. I will say I was always super insecure about my height and my size, and I always looked younger than people. I never, like, mm-hmm. I never developed quickly. I was always just kind of a late bloomer, and I really hated that about myself. But since coming here, what is so interesting is that I found that, like, all of the things that I would consider weaknesses have become my strengths, and all of the things that I was, like, uncomfortable or, like, ashamed of, like, I just push to the max now, and that's what gets me my jobs. And that's what it's blowing my mind. It's crazy. You've got to know what makes you different. You've got to say yes, and this is what I'm going to provide.
Yeah.
And so I love it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some times I wish I could reach the top shelf. I'm not going to lie.
It's okay. We've got people, right? Like, we can always ask someone.
Yeah.
That's why there are kind people out there, and they can help us out, right?
Right. Or yeah. you could buy a step stool. It's
yep.
changes lives.
It really does. I have that too. Last little question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? If this was like a little time capsule message wow. for yourself in the future, if you could look there and tell yourself, hey, girl.
Oh, wow. Okay. 5 years from now, Nicole, I would say keep working really, really hard. Don't ever stop learning. Stay in classes. Stay with a coach. Keep, you know, trying to figure out what you can take from those around you. And I hope that 5 years from now, I am another series regular on a wildly successful show. And I hope I'm regularly attending events like the Emmys and yeah. getting to be in the point in my life where I can also change other people's lives with having the resources and the finances to do so. So that's what I wish for myself. Stay a good person. Just stay a good person.
I love that so much. I wish we could talk to you for like 10 more years, but I really appreciate everything you're doing, and I love how mature you are, and I love just the positivity that you're spreading because we need more of that in the world, and it's so nice that you're on Nickelodeon and doing that, and who knows where you're going to be next. We will find out. Sooner or later, probably later, since it's still under wraps, but it's okay, because anyone following you will be able to find out. Where can people follow you?
Yes, so all of my social media accounts are under the same name. Convenient. It is at the Nicole Nelson.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. And all of my social medias are also the same, at Amy Cassandra MTZ. And thank you guys so much for joining us for Mini Spotlight. We will see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.